How are you doing, Ann? You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you, dear?
I got a Kohler sink in my bathroom. Hang on, Lou. Sir, get your dog, please, and get it off my property. Come on, buddy. Sorry, Lou.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
No matter what you're doing, Lou's here to help till 10. Give us a call on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
All right, let's just pretend none of that ever happened.
That's right.
You know how you can go when you're watching the TV now on the Xfinity? Don't get me started on Comcast. And you can go back because you missed something? Let's just do that. Replay. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show here. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Rogers Roofing, Lindeman Chimney Company, and Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200. Hi, Veronica. Hi, Sam. How we doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't that good? Say hi to me.
Oh, hi, Lindsay. Well, because I've already said hi. Well, see, we talk, and so you're right. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hi. Look at this. Can you guys see this on the camera?
It's very shiny. It looks like a cube that's glowing in the dark.
It's like an inflatable orb. Wait, can these go in the water?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to put these in the hot tub.
In the hot tub or the boat, whatever. Yeah.
That is so cool. Okay, well, that's our Noodaloo, too, so you'll have to pay attention to that. That'll be coming up at 7:50 this morning. We also are going to be talking to a company that's very excited to be on the radio because they have tweeted so much that they're going to be on the radio. Should we just have some fun with them and cancel the interview? What's the name of the company?
Phoenix Brick.
Phoenix Brick. So listen to this. Veronica, do you live in a frame house or brick house?
It's a brick house.
It's a brick. Oh, got to play It's a Brick House. Run gun. Oh, it's a brick. Okay. This company, Phoenix Brick, can stain. Let's say you put a room addition on your house, okay? Your giant house that you have already. And the bricks would never match because your home is how old?
1980 it was built.
Oh, all right. Well, even that. They wouldn't match. These guys come in and they stain your, you know, you'll get close to the brick. They'll come in and stain it to make it match perfectly.
Wow.
Stain it so it gets absorbed into the brick. It's not like painting it. You should see some of their work. It's really fantastic.
How long can a brick house, you know, be before you have to stain it? Because mine still looks good, but I was wondering about that when I bought it.
Well,
I wonder if you'd ever have to paint. I mean, you can't paint.
No, I know. I mean, yeah, sure, it could be a restoration thing. But in other words, even if you wanted to change the look of a brick fireplace, they can do that.
Hmm.
And the brick itself pretty much is forever. I mean, yeah, it'll fade a little bit, but it'll all fade consistently, and you would never know the difference. But, yeah, you wouldn't have to ever finish it or refinish it. But if you were doing a room addition, you wanted to match stuff, this is really slick. So we're going to learn about their new – it's a new business, right?
Brand new. It just opened in the spring.
Right. So we're going to give them a little love this morning at 8:35.
Okay, Sam, I have to ask, why do you have a hat on?
Why do you think
weekend.
I have a hat
this
on?
This is our weekend
ritual. Wait, what is
ritual?
The hat? What is the hat? I don't get the hat
when
thing.
One of us wears a hat to the Mr. Fix-It Show on Saturday mornings, it's because we had a rough Friday night.
I wouldn't say it was rough.
No, not rough.
I wouldn't
fun.
Say rough.
Well,
fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Well, okay, you're feeling rough this
right.
morning.
So for you, a rough Friday night would be your kids were up all night.
True. Okay. Had too much fun.
Did
last
you have
night.
Lots of fun last night, Sam?
My best friend is actually going to medical school in New York. He's leaving Sunday. So last night was sort of his like going away party.
Very nice.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say it was rough, Lindsay. I wouldn't put words in my mouth.
All right, well, you're looking a little rough.
You are lying. you don't even mean that.
You know, his parents listen, okay? Just
I'm
like
kidding.
Yours.
Right. You want donuts, you got to behave.
Right. Remember?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
How do I look?
Easy. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You look so
fantastic.
Good.
Way better.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. I look fantastic. No, I don't really look fantastic. Where am I going? I'm going to the Roselle Ace this morning for a little appearance. It's their 9th anniversary in Roselle. So if you're in the area, I'm going to be there from 11:30 to 1. And you can come out and see us there. It's they got this whole big shindig going on. It's going to benefit the Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital. So they're raising money and awareness for the hospital. So come on out. They've got all these great deals. And it's in Roselle. Do I have the address? I just have the... Yeah, I see Roselle, but I don't see... hold on. Hold, please.
It's a separate sheet from
separate
the
sheet. Like what you said.
There's...
Here we go. Yeah. Okay. There you go. I'm going to be there in Roselle. If you know where Roselle is, that's where I'll be. This morning at 11:30 this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Trudy in Hampshire. Trudy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Lou, for taking my call. I
sure.
definitely enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have an old farmhouse, and in the basement there is a shower stall that the tiles go into my sump pump, and they're all clay tiles, but I have roots in them, and I don't know how to get them out.
Wait, wait, wait. You have a shower.
An old shower.
That, but that in goes basement. Into your sump pump?
Yes, that's how they made it years ago.
Okay. Which is a no-no.
No, the shower is in one corner, but the tiles drain to where the sump pump is.
Right, but in other words, if I'm taking a shower, shaving my legs, not that I shave my legs, but if I was in the Olympics, I would, because I'd be a swimmer. That goes into a sump pump, and then that gets pumped out where?
Into the septic. I live in the country.
All right, so it all goes into your septic. Okay, fine.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't serve as a toilet or anything, just the shower.
Right.
All right. And you have roots in your drain tile.
Yes.
Okay. So one of the people you could call would be PermaSeal. And they could come out and put a camera in the drain tile to find out where exactly these roots are. It's a little dicey because depending on what the drain tile is made out of, they could put a rotter down there, but they got to be careful not to damage. If it's plastic drain tile, it'll tear up with the it's clay.
It's clay.
Okay.
And it's about 10 and 15 feet long.
Okay. I would call them, 800-421-SEAL, and they can set up an appointment. They have full, you know, plumbing services and available to you to come out and do a really nice job. And they, what's nice is they're not just plumbers, but because they do all the drain tile work as well. If there was some, you know, added or needed repair that had to do with the drain tile, you know, most regular plumbers would be like, oh, now you got to get somebody else. So this is kind of a one-stop shop if you gave them a call.
I'm on a fixed income as well, so.
Well, I mean, regardless, you got to call somebody.
Yes, I do.
So PermaSeal is not any more expensive than anybody else. So, I mean, I think that would be a starting point that you could get an estimate anyway from them.
To see,
you know, it's not, you don't have to perform the work, but you could have them come out and look at it and talk to them and go from that standpoint and see if they can help you out to come out and fix the problem. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:19 in the morning. We'll get this thing back on track, and there'll be more of the Mr. Fix-It Show coming up right after these.
Hey, this is Mike Steven, and now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show. And by the way, if the show started late, it's probably my fault. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
He's got to redo that because he's been very good lately. Very conscious about that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Sue is in St. Charles. Hi, Sue. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. How are you this morning?
I'm joyous. How can I help you?
I have a dishwasher that smells when I open it, and it doesn't have a filter. So I'm wondering if there's a product out there for cleaning the inside of your dishwasher.
Mm-hmm. There is. There is a product by a company called Glisten.
Okay.
Which I believe is called Dishwasher Magic.
Okay.
And it comes in a bottle, and it has a little wax plug in the bottle, and you put it on the top rack down like a cup, you know, like you're going to do a cup. But here's what I want you to do first.
Okay.
I want you to open up the dishwasher. And take a look at the gasket that goes all the way around where the door closes against it.
Okay.
It's nasty.
Ah.
You're not even paying attention to it, and it's nasty.
Oh.
So take some crud cutter. And
that's the name of the product,
That's the name, KK, crud cutter. And take a, not a sponge, but you have like a chore boy or a scrubbing pad or something.
Sure.
Spray that on there, let it sit for a little bit, and then wipe that whole thing away, both on the door and the gasket, because some of the odor's coming from there. Then run the hot water in the sink to get it nice and hot. put this dishwasher magic in by Glisten, and run the dishwasher one full cycle, and the stink should be gone.
All right. What about for a disposal?
So for a disposal, I want you to take a little cup, half a cup of Pine Sol.
Okay.
I want you to take a toilet brush first and shove it inside the disposal with the disposal off, obviously. Then you're going to pour the Pine Sol over the brush that's in underneath that flap. And you're going to gently pull up on the flap so then the flap comes up a little bit. All that smell is on the backside of that flap.
Oh.
And you're going to scrub and wipe it all away and go up and down and circle around and rinse it, and the smell should be gone.
All right. Sounds
How about
terrific.
That? That's a good deal.
It sounds great. Can I get this dishwasher magic at Ace?
You can.
Great. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I wanted to tell you I saw Lou with Hoda and Kathy Lee, and I love Lou's hair. It's much better than Brian Urlacher's, which looks like a bathing cap. Lou's looks really natural and really good.
I like to call him Curly. Now back to Lou and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yes.
Send me your call. It's time to go home. Gotta confess, my hair is a mess.
That is Mike Stevens' mother, Marcia, who's a fan of my hair. It's coming in. Just got a cut the other day.
Looking good.
Well, it's getting there. It takes time,
so
I will tell you that.
How long until it's, you know?
So they tell me that it'll take about 3 months for you to actually see the growth. You can feel the growth.
So I can't see it right now because I feel like I can see it.
You can see a little bit of it, but you got to really get – it's hard – what's weird about it is you can't, as yourself, it's hard to look in the, put your head down and look up and look and see. You know what I mean? You need like a series of mirrors. But I went to see Megan yesterday, and, you know, she's standing over you as you cut your hair. And she's like, I can feel it and I can see it because the hairs are really fine as they start to grow. It'll be interesting. What
so
I'm interested to see is what happens to my hair color. Because I'm gray on the sides.
Yeah.
And they took hair from the side and the back. And they just take the hair. Dr. Yates says hair is hair. And so the thing that is amazing to everyone is where they took the hair, you see nothing.
Right.
Like you can't.
But you could for like, you could see tiny. Is that where you saw the tiny dots when you first got it done?
No, no. When they took the hair, when they shaved my head in the back and the sides. So all I had was like a thing on the top of my head. So where they take the hair, most of the times when they do these transplants, they do like this scar and you see this linear scar. Well, this, they like randomly take it. So when you look at the side of my head, even though my hair is nice and short now, you don't see any, it just looks like hair.
Right.
So like the hair and makeup people at the Today Show are going crazy. They're like, oh my gosh, they're literally touching my hair. I'm like, I kind
of
like this, you know? Well, there's this one guy that keeps,
the world wonders.
There's this one guy that keeps touching my hair. I don't like that, but that's just me. You know, there's a couple cute girls that can touch it all they want, but, you know, like, get away from me, you sweaty man. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. More about my hair later. Thank you, Marcia. Let's talk to Debbie, who's in Hanover Park. Hi, Debbie. You're in WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you today?
I am fantastic.
I love tamales.
You do? Not too much corn for you?
No,
I can have like one. So you know how I talk about we always every year go on that one Mexico trip with all our friends?
Yes.
Okay, and so it's this wonderful trip, and we one day we always get tamales, and somebody's grandmother makes the tamales, and I mean it is really a lot of work. They're all homemade.
Yeah,
just a little too much corn for me. I don't know.
Delicious.
I mean, I love just corn. Delicious. Don't get me wrong. All right, how can I help you?
Delicious. I need a floor covering for a raised ranch, about 1,000 square feet, my bedrooms. I need something that's really stain resistant. I have older pets. I'm looking into this new vinyl that's kind of a wood look, but I don't want to cheapen the look. I mean, what is your opinion on that vinyl?
Well, when you say you have older dogs, you mean they're just, you're worried that they're having accidents and stuff?
Yeah. So I don't know if I don't know if carpet's an option. We'll be retiring in the next few years, so I'll be selling probably within the next 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
What room?
What room are we talking about?
I'm talking about dining room, living room, three bedrooms.
Oh, wow.
And then I've got a kitchen and two baths up here, my upper level, too. So it would be great if I could do a hardwood throughout, but the quote is $20,000. I don't know if that's in our best interest to do that at this time.
All right, let me ask you this. The house that you live in, if you go sell 2-3 years from now,
mm-hmm.
would somebody buy your house and renovate it, or would they tear it down and build a new house?
No, they definitely just fix it up.
They would fix it up. So when you look, and what other things do you have to do to that house?
Not much. I mean, my carpeting, my kitchen cabinets need a redo.
Okay.
I mean, the rest is solid. My lower level is a family room that we've upgraded, and so it's modern and up to date.
Mm-hmm. Well, what worries me is that if you put in something like a vinyl, while it'll be very, forgiving for the situation you're in now, it'll do absolutely nothing for your resale.
Okay.
Now, will you get $20,000 out of a hardwood floor 3 years from now?
Probably not.
Probably not. But, I mean, if the rest of your home is up to date and it's well maintained, you'll never go wrong with hardwood flooring. And so it is the kind of thing that makes a listing sheet.
Okay.
In other words, they're not going to put down that, oh, it's a beautiful home in Hanover Park, close to transportation, and it has vinyl flooring.
Yeah, okay.
But they will put hardwood. And maybe.
What about a laminate or a mechanically engineered hardwood? Bad choices?
Well, you're going to spend the same money.
Okay.
And you're not going to have anything that's refinished.
So,
the thing is, you put down a laminate floor or an engineered wood floor.
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 years down the road, if those dogs that you have now or the animals you have, mark it up, there's nothing you can do to fix it. 2-3 years down the road, if for some reason they messed it up or whatever, you could have it resanded for a couple bucks a foot.
Okay.
Maybe what we do instead of spending the $20,000 all at once, can we do half of it now and half of it a year and a half from now?
Yeah, I wonder if I could do that. My son is getting married next year, and I kind of, going to have family over. I wanted it to be all done by then. So
right.
Is it my goal.
Is it the first wedding?
It's the second.
Not for him, for you.
it's my daughter is married.
Oh, so it's his first. It's his first wedding.
It's his first wedding, yes, thank gosh.
Well, just making sure. Well, then we definitely want to impress the in-laws, so we better put some hardwood flooring.
Okay, hardwood it is.
Yeah, it's funny. Debbie, she's so nice, but what's with all the vinyl flooring?
I thought it might cheapen the look, but it was
exactly.
When I saw the price, it was like, wow, that really sounds
we
like
we don't want to drive the people away. We want to keep them in Hanover Park.
Okay, got it. Well, Lou, thanks very much. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
7:45 in the morning. The Mr. Fix-It Show will be right back. All right, 7:48 in the morning. Time now for our new Tulu 2.
Ever.
It quite possible. Well, I don't know about ever.
Well, this year. This summer. What was it?
Well, I think this year. This is my favorite new Tulu 2 of the year, of 2016. And the reason is, for those of you that are going to invent Noodaloo 2s, well, what are you giving that look for?
Well, because there was a range in pricing.
I understand.
I mean, it starts at what I said before.
I understand.
So okay.
I get it. But you want to make something that's interesting, different, and not just affordable, but priced right.
Okay.
Take a listen.
This weekend's new Tulu 2 is a little light that does big things. It's called Lucy Lights. Lucy Lights are super durable, lightweight, inflatable solar lanterns that collapse flat to about the size of a DVD, and when blown up, are about the size of a small coffee can. When they're collapsed, you can literally stick them in your back pocket or in your backpack and take a little light with you wherever you go. They are so cool. They require no batteries. You just place it directly in sunlight for 7 hours to give it a good charge, and your lights will last up to 12 hours on one single charge. These are really great for camping, hiking, fishing. They're completely waterproof and fully submersible, but not dog-proof. I learned the hard way. Keep them away from Fido, or Hamilton in my case. There are a bunch of different light options they offer. Most of them are geared towards outdoor use, I think, some giving off more light than others. There's one for emergency situations. You could keep this one in the back of your trunk, maybe. There's a Lucy color light, which is my favorite. It changes 8 different colors. All Lucy lights have LED lights complete with a power switch. And the best part about them is the company behind it. Empowered. Empowered is a New York City-based B Corp that wants to empower the 1.5 billion people in low-income countries still living without electricity. So when you're on their website to buy these cool little lights, you also have the option to give a light. And the company will send a Lucy light directly to somebody who needs it most. You can find out more or purchase at empowered.com. I will put a link up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNradio.com, also on his Facebook page, and also up on VibeScore. Download John Williams' free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay, this has so many cool... If you have a swimming pool,
mm-hmm,
okay?
For sure.
Or I like the coffee can analogy. It's like a blow-up coffee can. The light is so bright. I'm in the studio with all these LED lights, and I am amazed at how bright this light is. You have a kid going off to college in a couple weeks, buy a few of these, put in their dorm room. They'll be the coolest kids. They'll have the coolest room. Right? If you're chilling out in your room and you have these on. Oh, my gosh. Mallory's going to go crazy for these.
It's so fun.
It is so fun, and it's squishy.
It's squishy. It's like a little inflatable coffee can, but they're not all colored. So the one you're holding is the colored party light, I call it.
Right.
It goes
So it starts at $10.
Start at $10 and they go, the colored one is $25, but this one that you're holding, that's
Can I open it?
Of course. It's
I love the Lucy light.
It's a white light, so they're great for camping or hiking, you know, they're great to just throw in a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe if you're going to like an outdoor picnic or concert. Oh.
I'm blowing it up.
Got a lot of hot air in there. Well, that one's not charged. So I just stuck it in the sunlight for 7 hours. I let it sit out there. And then at night, you press the little on button, and I couldn't believe it. It was so cool. They'd look great in your... Okay, are you going to...
That is so cool. There? Hold on. I bet it'll go on just from a little bit of...
It's been in my kitchen. Oh!
Oh, yeah. This thing's...
Amazing.
That is so cool. That is so cool. And we featured these on House Smarts.
Yes, so I'm gonna put I'll put the video up on your Facebook page so people.
That is so cool. This is so cool. This is my total favorite one. And are they just these two sizes?
Yes.
No batteries needed. SOS mode, in case you're
right. So that's the emergency one. You can put that in the back of your car or.
Four modes: bright, super bright. They are super bright.
They that one blinks too. So like you know.
Waterproof. It's so cool.
Such a great idea.
You know what this is would be also cool for?
Hmm.
If you're having a Christmas party, you put these outside in your walkway coming up.
Oh,
like
yeah.
If you're having a Christmas party, is there a red on the color?
You just
one?
Don't. I mean, they are inflatable, so if there's any wind, they might blow.
Well, you stick them in the snow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, but the
totally.
It's kind of got a little weight to it.
Right.
That is so cool, Lucy Light, and I love the name.
Luci.
Yeah.
And they're helping the world.
Lucy is a fun name. I think that if we were to have one more child and it was a girl, I'd name her Lucy. Oh. I like Lucy. I don't think we're going
to
have any more kids.
Can't wait to get a text from Mary Beth.
I love the name Lucy. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Go check out our information on our New to Lou 2, which is at our Facebook page and at WGNradio.com as well. This is Catherine in Winnetka. Hi, Catherine. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you today?
I am great.
Good to hear. I went downstairs to change my filter on the air conditioner, and there was water standing in the drain or on the floor where the air conditioner, the tube, empties into the floor drain. And I used the plunger.
Wait. So the tube goes into the drain, and the drain was full of water?
No, there was water on the floor, so maybe... I don't know how long it had been there or anything, but it was not moving. It was stagnant.
Okay, so there's a drain, and you see a ring of water around that drain.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a ejector pit in that home?
No.
Okay, you used the plunger, and what happened?
And the water went down.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, is there something I should put in the drain, or what should I do?
Interesting that you... How old is your home?
It is 100 years old this
year. Wow. Okay, so that floor drain is just a natural gravity floor drain.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny that it would clog from that. And you don't use that, nothing else goes down that drain? Like, were you mopping the floor recently, or?
You know what? The washer and dryer are upstairs, so I rarely go down to the basement.
Okay. All right. And do you normally use the air conditioner? Does it a regularly used appliance in your home, or no? Only when it's really hot?
You know, I'm right across from Nutrier, and I've had the windows closed and the air conditioner on for most of the summer because of the construction.
Right. Okay, so I'll tell you what. As a preventative, why don't you take a little, you need a little, like a digester. There's a drain cleaner by a company called Robic that you can put down that drain that is an enzyme that will kind of eat away anything that might be in that drain. That's all I can think of.
Okay.
The fact that you plunged it will do fine, but get one of these digesters and go. Let's see. You don't even have. You're in Winnetka, so you didn't have a. You don't even have a hardware store in Winnetka, do you?
We do not. Northfield and Wilmette.
Yeah, I've always wanted to put an Ace in Winnetka.
Well, there was one.
Yeah.
Now it's gone.
Go get some of this Robic and put it in the drain. Put it down that drain. And that should help. And then just keep an eye on it. You know, just since you're running the air, just go pay attention to it. Since you don't go down there, this could have been going on for a while.
Correct.
Right.
And would the Ace in Edgewater or Edgebrook have that Robic?
Absolutely would. That's not too far from you.
No, it's not. And right. I'm going to St. Gertrude's. So.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. 7:57 in the morning. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show. He's always got lots to talk about and lots of questions to answer. So give us a call, 312-981-7200 on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby.
8:09 in the morning. The Mr. Fix-It Show. This hour is sponsored by WetAndForget.com, Fox Home Center, and ChevyDriveChicago.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. A couple of quick lawn tips for you, because something I spoke about on the WGN-TV Morning News Friday is a lot of people having issues with grubs and lawn fungus. Lawn fungus, not something you want. Part of the problem has been, I talked to my friend Joe Polina of Tommy Polina Landscaping, has been the warm weather at night and the excessive moisture that we've had. A lot of raining at night and hot weather can cause fungus to form on your lawn, and you may get something called brown patch. Look outside, look at your lawn, and you'll see, well, it looks pretty good, but there's this underlying brown that's under the lawn. That's called brown patch, and it's a type of fungus. And there's a couple of different products you can use to get it going. They're chemical-based, but they work. Bayer makes a product that you can put in a spreader if you have a larger lawn. They also make one that goes on the end of a hose that you can just spray onto the lawn. Now, I will tell you, using that, it's best if you have animals to make sure that they're off of that until it dries. So you're going to shake up the bottle, put it on the end of the hose, go ahead and spray it. I did it the other night once the dogs were in. You should start seeing results within 2 weeks. I've got a little brown patch on the front of the lawn. And the grub issue, same thing. If you can go and grab your lawn and lift it up, almost like a toupee, chances are you have grubs. The Bear folks make a 24-hour kill that's on a spreader as well as one that you can spray. I do that right now, both of them, and the lawn should kind of come back pretty quickly. And then after that, put a little more seed down to seed it and get some new roots down there, because what happens is those grubs eat the roots, and so the grass blades are just at the top part of the turf of the dirt, and you want to get new grass seed so that it digs down into the soil, that you're in good shape for the fall and the winter and then ready for next spring. So a couple of quick tips on the lawn this morning. This is John in Plainfield. John, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou. Had a question here. Got new construction. Okay. Was built within the last 90 days. We closed in April.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Problem I'm having is I've paneled the water seepage issue because we also have both inside and outside drain tile going into our sump pump. That way, if there's any possibility of water, it can get rid of. So I handled the water seepage coming up.
Wait. Your brand new house, you have a water seepage issue?
We had a little bit of water seepage at the foundation floor and the concrete foundation wall on one side of the house. So got that already taken care of. The problem I'm having, I've already pulled off about 4 feet of siding plus some 4 feet of brick veneer that's on the front and going around the side. Still getting water coming in over the sill plate and underneath the sill plate, between the sill plate and the concrete. It looks good. Was planning on basically cutting off the house wrap all the way around, putting up a new section of house wrap, basically tucking it in under, and doing ice and water shield and some flashing.
Wait, who built this house?
The builder is Core Builders. They're tied in with Phoenix Builders and all that.
Okay, and why is it you're doing this and not them?
I've contacted them. They've pretty much dragged their, you know what, with trying to deal with it.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is crazy that you just bought this house and you're doing all this work.
Oh, I know. My wife thinks it the same way, and I guess that's a little bit of what my dad taught me.
Okay.
To just get it taken, just take care of it. Don't even wait.
But what worries me about that is that there's some inherent construction flaws here that's causing this, or the way the thing was graded. And I don't want you to open up Pandora's box. This is the responsibility of the people that built the house. And you're going to start messing with it. And what you have to worry about is then all of a sudden, if you have a larger issue, they're going to lawyer up and say, well, you did this, and that's not how we do it, and now this is not our problem. So I'd be very cautious about, I mean, you just bought this house in April. If you've got water leaking coming in, something was not done correctly, and you have every right to go back to these builders and say, hey, fellas, what's going on here? And they need to come and fix it. Now, what you're, you know, the fact that you're getting water coming over the top of the foundation wall, there's some grading issue or some flashing issue that is not done properly, whether it's by
from,
a window.
From looking at it, sorry to interrupt you. It's there's no flashing whatsoever down below. It's just, it doesn't even look like the house wrap, the Tyvek wrap, is even going an inch past the sill plate.
Okay. You're going to have to, you know, in order to fix this, the siding's going to have to come off. There's going to have to be flashing put on. All that stuff's going to happen. And once you do that, you are going to set yourself up to void any warranty that is the responsibility of the builder. So I would be very careful about doing this yourself. And I would just get on these guys and document every bit of this via email so you have hard copies of all this and just stay on them. And, I mean, I don't know these builders. I don't know anything about them. But just based on what you're telling me, they should be standing behind their work.
Right. We had some other water issues, too, with the monsoon rains that we had where water was coming in at the electric service panel. I talked with the electrician that actually did it. He came out, did duct seal, changed out every single breaker in the panel, which I expect, because I'm an electrician by trade, so I kind of expected that to happen.
Right.
And so they stood behind that completely. It's just dealing with the water seepage because I've had them out looking at it, and they're like, well, it just needs to be caulked. And I'm like, no, there's something else here. Or it's the concrete pins that are in the form, and I'm like, no, it's not that. Or it's the power-actuated nails that were driving in the – that they drove in the installation. It's like I've got a three-week-old at home, a two-year-old, and a wife that's on maternity leave. It's like I need to take care of this.
Right, right. No, I understand all that, and I understand your desire to want to get this all done. And you know, if you decide to go down that route, that's great. I just worry about long-term it coming back to bite you in the rear end. So – I'd be very careful about this. If you're going to do any of this work, I would document it, take a bunch of pictures so you have all that, because the way it sounds to me is this is going to be a problem down the line with other things going wrong, and you got to get these builders to come in and stand behind their work and get it fixed right. Thanks so much for the phone call. I'm sorry you're having all those problems. 8:17 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Your problem is not in the sewer. It's in the drain of the vanity.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Man, if that's true, I'm going to give you a kiss.
Right on the lips, Mike.
Hey, you get more than just home improvement advice on this show. You're listening to Mr. Fix-It on 720 WGN. He wakes up
in the morning. Still makes me laugh. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. After 8:30 this morning, we're going to talk to a brand new company that's going to stain your brick. Really. And you're going to want them to do it. And don't forget that that phone number, 312-981-7200, is also our text line. We'll do our Just Text Me segment coming up after 9:30 this morning. I love the Lucy lights. I can't get enough of the Lucy lights. I know. Let's go back to the phone lines here. This is Ellen in Vernon Hills. Hi, Ellen. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
Great, great. How can I help you?
I have a question. I'm actually standing in my family room right now, and on the ceiling, there's a water spot that's been there. It's all dry now. It's probably about from 10 years ago, but we never fixed anything. And I think it only happened once or twice because it's dry on one and just a little bit of stain on the other. Right above it is our master bathroom. We have a whirlpool tub, and we also have, you know, just a regular stand-up shower. And I'm wondering, is it just the caulking probably where, like, do we need to re-caulk? Or, that's what my husband thought, or is it the something in the drains and the pipes that needs to be fixed? What would you think, which one it might be?
Okay, so the stain you have now, as far as you know, is dry. You use that shower on a regular basis?
Yeah, the shower we use every day.
And when's the last time you used the whirlpool tub?
Maybe, okay. I was going to say, yeah, that we use maybe once every month, not as often. But, I mean, I've used it, you know, over the summer, and there hasn't been anything new. When this stain, like I say, I think it's probably been there for maybe 5 to 10 years.
All right.
And
I mean, I would.
I didn't crack where the, you know, like where the tape was between the dry boards, you know, that finally dried and some of it cracked and fell down. So it doesn't look great, but after a while, it just becomes part of the ceiling and you don't notice it. At least I don't notice it anymore.
Yeah, my wife right now is she's yelling at the radio because we have a leak that happened from one of the bathrooms that the ceiling, I started to patch it and I haven't finished it yet. And it's right over our fridge. And right now she's yelling at the radio going, I know what you're talking about, Ellen.
And it's not just this room. I have other rooms too that have stuff. I know I need to get them all done, but this is the one that, at least when we sit in the family room.
All right, well, my guess is, based on what you're describing, that leak is coming from that whirlpool tub, and perhaps it's coming from the caulking. Is the whirlpool tub, is it surrounded by tile? Is it the type of tub that's, like, it has a rim that's over the tile?
No, it's tile on the walls on the two sides. The other two sides are open. And so it's just a tub. It's a marble tub,
right,
and then tile on the walls.
Right. So my guess is if you use the shower every day and that stain and what you see hasn't really changed in a number of years, it's probably coming from caulking that has to happen around that tub.
Okay.
And I would inspect that, take a look, maybe peel out the old caulking. You know, the other way that you can see if it's a drain issue is you could fill up the tub and have it hold water, not fill it all the way up, but just fill it, you know, say a couple inches
of
water.
Fill the drainer.
And just let it sit there for a couple of days and see if it leaks. If nothing leaks from there, then I bet it's just caulking around the tub. And if you redid that, and when you're using the thing, you're not, you know, doing any Zumba classes in there, I think you'll be fine.
No. And then as far as the ceiling goes, can that just be a regular repair fixing the drywall up?
You know? Yeah, you just patch it with some joint compound or some lightweight spackle, and then once you put that on and you sand it and finish it, it's just a question of more than likely you're going to have to paint the whole ceiling to get it to match. I mean, with a ceiling, because it's flat and your angle is down low, you may be able to just do the painting in that spot and blend it in, but more than likely, since you said it's so many years, it might be worth it to just paint the whole ceiling.
Okay, yeah, everything could probably use a coat of paint, because I think it's been at least 15 to years more since it's been painted.
Yeah, so that might be worth it.
Okay. Oh, and one other thing. When you go on the bus trip, can I come along? I love to sing bus songs.
I know. We are going to figure this thing out. We got to giddy up.
Oh, absolutely, because the wheels
There's
on the bus.
There's got to be some chair.
Round and round.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Round and round, round and round. The wheels on the bus go round and round all through the town.
All right. I'm hanging up on you, Ellen. You're scaring me. Thank you so much for the phone call. 8:26 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Quick call and then quick, she says. This is Dave in Burbank. Dave, how can I help you?
Yes, Lou. I'm calling for my son. He bought a home in the city last year, foreclosure, and they have a problem with snakes in the basement.
Okay.
They can't seem to figure out where they're coming in at, and they're garden snakes, and don't really know what to do about it.
All right. Well, they're tough to find where they're coming from, but you need to sort of look to see if you can locate any kind of cracks in the foundation or separation in the siding. Bonide makes a product called Snake Stopper. And it's a powder. It comes in a shake powder. It smells like cinnamon.
Okay.
And it works. They don't like the smell of that. So I would sprinkle that in the basement. See if you can get them to not come in because of that smell. Is it an unfinished basement?
It's partial finish.
Okay, so sprinkle that in the basement, and then really spend some time around the perimeter of the home to see if you see any separation in the foundation, like I said, loose siding, cracks in the foundation wall, because that's where they're coming in, and then also sprinkle the stuff out there as well, and that should help to drive them. It's a completely natural product. They don't eat it, ingest it. It's just a repellent, and put it down, you know, on a regular basis, like every 3-4 days, and you should be able to get them to move somewhere else. Appreciate the phone call. 8:28 in the morning. In the morning. Veronica has a brick house.
First brick house I've ever owned.
Really?
I like it, actually.
We live in a brick house.
Yeah.
Lindsay, you live in a brick house. Sam?
I've got the straw house. The big bad wolf always got to me
and
first.
And I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down.
Well, if you have a brick house, and maybe you don't like the way that brick house looks, and you want to...
Or even a brick fireplace.
Or you have a brick fireplace. Maybe you want to get it to look nicer. You can use the Lucy Light. No. You need to call a brand new company called Phoenix Brick Corp. And joining me on the phone line right now is Bill Broderick, who is the president of Phoenix Brick Corp. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Great, Lou. How are you this morning?
I am terrific. You guys just started this brand new company. Tell me about it.
We sure did. We started this company earlier this year. You know, my search for this started about 2 years ago. I had the upper half of my chimney was falling apart, so I had The wonderful people up at Lindeman Chimney rebuilt my chimney for me. Exactly. They did a great job. But the top half of my chimney didn't match the bottom half of my chimney at that point. So I started looking around, and I couldn't really find the right solution. Everybody kind of knows you're not supposed to paint brick, but I couldn't find what you're supposed to do with it. So I started looking. I actually, it was about 2-3 years ago, I ended up painting my brick, unfortunately, and it's peeling already and need to redo it. So I looked around and found this brick tinting process.
The brick staining, that whole process, has been around a long time. Commercially, I know that there have been several companies. Actually, years ago, I worked with a large commercial company to do this on a project. But residentially, it just hasn't, been available. Talk to me a little bit about the process and what it is you guys are doing.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The process has been around for over 100 years. It's been popular in Europe for some time. And you're right, the big commercial courthouses in the middle of town or restorations have been using this process for some time here. But the process itself is you stain the brick. It's very comparable to a wood stain. You're not putting a film or a coating on the brick. You're actually soaking the stain into the brick, and it changes the color from the inside.
Right, and the whole idea, because brick is porous, when you're applying this stain, I mean, you and your folks doing this work, it's a little bit like artwork, because you're matching and trying to match whether it's a pattern or different coloration, right, or even the overall hue of the brick that gets absorbed and it just sort of hangs on.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. The people that are successful at this process do have some sort of artistic background. It is very much mixing up the color and getting the right formulation to match the existing brick that's there. You know, because brick isn't usually a monolithic color. There's variations, there's textures, there's all sorts of different hues of color in any particular wall, and every wall is different, and on any one wall, almost every different brick is different. So it is mixing up the colors, getting the right variation, and then pretty much going one brick at a time to get the right look for that wall to match what you had there existing.
Tell me about the process. Let's say there's somebody that did a room addition and the brick's not quite where it needs to be, or maybe they want to change the entire color on the outside of their home. How is it? What do you guys do?
Lou, I'm sorry, you cut out there. I didn't hear any of that question.
What do you like tamales?
I'm okay with them. I'm looking forward to the taco end of it more than the tamale.
Okay, yeah, me too. No, what I asked was, what is the process? If somebody wanted to change the color of their home or they wanted to match an addition because the brick's not quite the same, how is it you guys approach that project?
Yeah, that's two different aspects to what we do. One is, if you've got a house, maybe we've got some beautiful neighborhoods of brick homes in Chicago, but the builders tended to use the same brick on the whole block. So if you wanted to change the look of your whole house, it's very comparable to if you were painting it. You select a color, we go out there, we do a little sample patch, see how it works on your brick, and then, we stain your house just as if you were painting a sided house. So that process is pretty clear-cut and easy. The additions and then the repairs that happen over the years, we go out there, we'll take a look at it, our color guys will work up a formulation on it to get that right process, the right formulation that's going to work on that matched brick. So there's definitely, there's the repaired and the addition matching end of the business, mm-hmm. and then there's just the straight color changing of the business.
Let's go on a smaller scale. Maybe someone has a brick fireplace that they've never loved the look, I for years have said, don't paint the brick because it's going to yep. create a huge problem for you. You have some solutions for that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the same process. The stain that we use is very environmentally friendly. You can use it inside or outside. There's no odors attached to it. It's all natural materials. So it works very well on the interior of a fireplace. you know, maybe you've got one of these 1960s red brick fireplaces that just doesn't match the look of the room that you have. We can go in there, you can lighten it, you can darken it, you can go, you know, all sorts of different color options to match the rest of your room, and it, you know, vastly change the look of a room just by changing the look of the fireplace.
Are you able at all to give us a range of, you know, what something like this would cost? In other words, if you were going to do a fireplace, I mean, I know for an outside of a home, I would think it's hard to quote that on the radio just because the project can vary so much. But on the fireplace side, can you give me a range of some of the stuff you've done? Or how about this? How about some of the projects you've done? What are those ranges?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head as well. It really does vary a lot as far as what you're doing. You know, a fireplace, if it's, you know, just a 3 foot, four foot high fireplace, that's pretty easy. We can go in there pretty quickly and get the look that you want. Obviously, if you're doing a two or three story house out there or a commercial building, you know, our cost dynamics change quite a bit. But for a fireplace, you know, we usually charge about $1,500 to go in there and change the look of a interior fireplace.
That's awesome. Bill Broderick, he's the president of a company called Phoenix Brick Corp. Their website is Phoenix Brick, which is phoenixbrick.com. And I assume that we can find lots of pictures and information on that website.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to the website, check us out, and, you know, the best thing really is just give us a call. We'll go take a look at your house and give you some ideas. We can work up a virtual rendering of what your house would look like.
Do you have a phone number you could give out?
Yeah, it's 312-462-4010.
One more time.
312-462-4010.
William, good luck with the new business. I always like giving a little love to people that are starting something out. I hope you're very busy and helping lots of people.
Thanks, Lou. Appreciate it.
You got it. Bill Broderick, president of Phoenix Brick Corp. Very interesting. That's cool. I like the whole, I needed this done. Nobody was doing it. I decided to go do it. We need to do more of that. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We're talking tools and jive here on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
8:51 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Toby is in Lake Geneva. Hi, Toby, you're on WGN.
Hello. I just moved into new construction, and I was able to pick out nothing except my paint, and I've got a fireplace it's like small mosaic tiles, and some of it's dull and some of it's like glass. Can I paint it? It's not real attractive.
What is with the people in the brand new houses with all these problems?
Well, I came in the last 2 weeks, so
okay. It's a mosaic tile. You mean
it looks like mosaic. It's a teeny rectangle, square.
Right, but by design, some of it is shiny and some of it's dull.
Exactly.
Is it a wood-burning fireplace?
No.
It's gas.
It is, yes. I've painted slate before around a fireplace. Mm-hmm. But I just
worry about the heat and with the paint and...
Oh, shoot.
Good catch. How about? Let me ask you this: the mosaic tile that you have is there some type of wood mantle around it?
Yes.
Okay. Could we put tile over the top of that?
Over the top of the existing ugly?
Yeah. Like if you go pick something that you liked, okay? How handy of a lady are you? Are you from Lake Geneva originally or no?
Summers all my life, but now I'm year round.
There's a great restaurant in downtown Lake Geneva called Simple. Have you been there?
I have.
Oh, I love that place. Really good. Okay. How about we go pick out some tile to go over that tile and then you tile it?
Okay.
Do that. Don't paint it. I just think if you paint it, you're going to be not happy.
Okay.
It's just not going to look good. It's going to look like painted tile in a brand new house. It'll be like,
yeah.
Toby, nice house. What happened here? Right?
Right.
Go find a nice tile store. Pick out a nice little bit of tile. Put some thinset mortar right over the top of that. In that application, I'll let you tile over tile. Finish it all off with some corner pieces and some nosing and whatever. Pick something that you like. You know, you can even go with something larger, like a stone or granite or limestone or something, anything. But don't paint it. I definitely don't want you to paint it, okay? 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Lou in Orland Park. I love a guy named Lou. We don't get enough guys named Lou calling.
Hi, Lou. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Lou?
Very good. I got a big problem. Hope you can help me. I can't figure it out. My son bought a house that's 19 years old in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. And the people that lived there didn't do anything, any maintenance of any kind. And he had a dryer. My wife did a load of laundry, and she noticed that it wasn't right the way the dryer was getting so hot, but the clothes weren't drying. And it ran for a long time. So I took apart the ductwork. And it's got a long run. It's got to be over 20 feet.
Okay.
Which I don't think is good.
12 feet's the max. 12 feet typically is the max on a dryer.
Right. And this is two full lengths of pipe plus a short piece. I don't know how long those duct pipes normally run. But
where is the dryer in this house?
The dryer is right behind the kitchen in the center, just about the center of the house.
Say that again.
It's behind the kitchen, and it's almost in the center of the house.
Okay, so there's no outside wall anywhere near you.
No.
What's down below?
Basement that isn't finished, which is a good thing. So it had a telescopic vent where you put it into the wall. So I cut the drywall. I took that out because downstairs, when I looked at it, they had that plastic stuff that has the wire in it that you can stretch.
Right.
And they had formed that into a rectangle, They were trying to put a square hole in a round thing in a square
peg. I'm going to stop you for a second. The question is this. We need to vent this properly, correct?
Right.
All right. If you were to go down through the floor and across and out, would that be less than 12 feet?
No.
Would it be less than 16 feet?
I don't believe so.
Okay. What you want to try and do is get the fastest and most direct path out with this dryer. And if you have anything more than 12 feet, then you need some type of booster fan for a dryer vent. And they make these.
Mm-hmm.
And, they can get plugged in and they can activate when the dryer, kicks on. And so it's sucking the air out and getting it to vent out. But you don't want to go up and round and square to circle and all that kind of stuff. You want to try and go out the back of this thing, head down, and then have it, boost it and go.
I redid all that, and I made it come down like it looked like two C's, and you put them together, and it turned. It's perfect now. And we took all the pipe down, and I cleaned it all out, and I put it all back together, and I put the dryer on, and I was all excited. I went outside to put my hand by the vent where it would be blown out, and there's still nothing coming out.
Right, it's too far.
Long of a run.
It's too far. So there's a company. So one of the manufacturers, you have a pencil?
Mm-hmm.
All right, a maker is called Fantech, Fantech, and they make a 4-inch duct booster. It's about 167 CFMs, and you can actually, well, I wouldn't recommend this, but they claim you can go 60 feet.
Okay.
All right, and it senses the pressure. It has a pressure switch, and so the pressure switch, the fan actually mounts closer to the dryer, but when it senses that, the thing kicks on and boosts it out. It's less than $200, and what I would do is I would use that and put that on there to boost it out there so you can get it out there. Fantech is the name of the manufacturer. Thanks so much for the phone call, and good luck with that project. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
He's not in Rio, but he's celebrating just the same. Now back to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Is this Brazilian music?
They closed out the ceremony with the song, and everyone was on their feet.
How about, did you see the cute guy that did the Brazilian national anthem? Right?
On the guitar, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how about the fact that their national anthem's got like a beat?
I know.
Right?
I loved it.
It was good.
It was fun.
You know, because I'm obsessed with the Lucy light, and I keep turning it on and off and changing all the colors. And
you're like a little kid.
Ferguson came in here and said, ah, it's not that bright. And I go, what do you mean it's not that bright? I go, look at it inside this room. And so we're upstairs on the seventh floor in the studio, and this particular studio has a bathroom. And I said, take it into the bathroom.
Oh,
so he went into the bathroom, closed the door, and he goes, yeah, wow. And then he came up with a great idea. You know how, remember we featured the lights where if you get up in the middle of the night, you got to go to the bathroom, you got to turn the light on?
We use it every night.
You do?
Yeah. The Illumi Bowl.
You have an Illumi Bowl set up?
The kids love it.
Oh.
It's like a disco ball in the toilet. But keep going.
By the way, this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show, probably the last time they're going to sponsor this, PermaSeal Basement Systems and by Ace Hardware. Okay, you could take this, charge it up, and just leave it on the toilet because it'll last for 6 hours.
I was thinking about putting it in the girls' rooms as a nightlight.
As a nightlight, because then it goes out in 6 hours. They're asleep.
But I'd have to keep it under in the window so it would charge.
So when you go wake them up, good morning,
right?
You flip it over and it charges.
Right.
I love this.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I like it. I like the colored one. I mean, I get the white one. The white one's cool, too. I'm telling you, if you have a college kid or a grandchild going off to college, get them a couple of these, especially if you're a grandparent. You'll be the coolest grandparent ever. They'll put these in their room and turn them on, and their new college friends will be like, oh, hi, I'm Lindsay from Kenosha. Where'd you get those lights? Those are so cool. My grandma.
My grandma.
Can you get them at Amazon? I got to
get
these at the hardware store.
I know.
I'm going to drive them. I'm going to drive my staff crazy because this is the kind of stuff I bring in and then we can never sell. But I'm so excited about this. I love it. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. By the way, after today's show from 11:30 to 1, I'm going out to the Roselle Ace Hardware for their 9th anniversary bash. It's going to be a nice celebration to raise money for the Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago and the Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Are going to have all kinds of prizes and fun things to do for the kids. They've got all kinds of great deals going on. The Roselle store is at 821 East Nergy.
I hope so.
Nergy?
I love that word.
Nergy. If anybody's from Roselle, tell me if that's right. Nergy Road in Roselle. 11:30 to 1, I'll be there today. So come out, say hello. If you're in the area, I'd be happy to meet you and help raise some money for the Ann and Robert Lurie Children's Hospital here in Chicago. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and this is Marianne in Chicago. Hi, Marianne. You're on WGN.
Hello. Yeah, I was trying to check for, I have some glass block windows in my basement.
Okay.
And I noticed a couple of the small blocks were cracked. Is there something I can put on to preserve it?
I mean, you could caulk them just to seal it, but it's not, if there was some movement there that cracked it, more than likely, it's not going to, in other words, it's not going to bond those things to keep them from cracking any further. How long have they been cracked?
You know, I think we had our roof put on a few years ago, and I just noticed it now. I thought, how did the cracks get in there, you know?
You got to start looking down more.
Oh, really?
just take some clear caulking, okay?
Clear caulking,
you can get some, well, here's what I would do. I'd wash it with a little Windex or something so we get all the debris and dust off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can buy a squeeze tube of acrylic caulking that's clear. Now, it goes on white.
Mm-hmm.
But when it dries, it's clear. And the reason I want you to use the acrylic is you can squirt it on there. Then with your finger, making sure it's not sharp, kind of tool it nice and smooth so you don't have overlap on the glass itself.
Okay.
And then you can use a little damp cloth so that it just goes into the crack. Then when it goes clear, you won't see it, but then it'll seal it out so that water doesn't get in there and more ice gets in there and makes it even worse. So that would be the best way to go. Thanks so much for the phone call. Let's talk to Lucy, like my Lucy light. Lucy, you have to buy these lights just so you can tell people, oh my gosh, what are those called? And you will say,
Lucy lights.
Right. Who else gets to say that but you?
That's right, just me. And do you know that Lucy means full of light?
Oh,
I bet the Lucy people
know that, and we didn't know that. That wasn't in our extensive research for the Lucy lights. It means full of light. Really?
Yes. That's what I've always been told, and what I've seen.
And do you define that in your own life, Lucy?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that makes
me love life.
Oh, good.
I can tell.
Sorry, Lucy, we're all out of time. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
How can I help you?
Well, I have an outside faucet that was changed maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, to one of those freeze-proof lights. I mean, you know, you got me thinking lights, faucet. And now, ever since, well, maybe 6 months after it was installed, it's when you turn it on, it vibrates. It sounds like a jackhammer or something inside my house. I mean, it's that loud. And I think it must have air in the line.
Right. Does it, in other words, when you turn it on and it still runs, it still vibrates like crazy?
Oh yeah, okay. You have to get it to full open to make it stop.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it could be a couple different things. It could be that frostproof, I don't know, that it doesn't happen anywhere else in the house, right?
No, and there is another outside faucet at the other side of the house, and it doesn't do that.
Okay. Let me ask you this. This frostproof that you have, do you notice where the faucet is on the outside, is there a little cap on the top, like a vent?
Let me go look. I was just about to get in the car and start. I have to be someplace after a while.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm going to walk around the back side of the house because I set the alarm already.
We're walking with Lucy on the backyard. It's a beautiful day.
Around the front now, around the
Arlington
side.
Arlington Heights, they're nice, beautiful this time of year right there.
Oh, it's gorgeous. When I called you, I was sitting on my patio having my breakfast.
Mm.
It's just so beautiful out here.
It's a beautiful day today. Yeah. Low humidity.
Yep, this is good. Okay, I'm almost there.
All right. Well, we didn't realize you lived in South Fork. You're like one of the what was the name of the family in Dallas? What was their name?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't remember? Yeah. Remember JR and what were they? What was their last name? JR and what was the guy?
Ewing.
Yeah, you got the Ewing Ranch. Right. Very good.
Yeah. Right.
See, look at you. You watched Dallas. You watched it.
Yeah, I did a little bit.
Right.
Now you were asking if there's a cap on the top.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
There is. Okay,
yeah.
I bet you that's clogged.
Oh.
So that little cap pops off.
Okay.
And there's a little...
Pops off or screws off?
Pops off. So you got to take like a little screwdriver and kind of go pop it off. And when you pop it off, you're going to see a little cap. And in the center, there's going to be a little black thing like a rubber valve.
Okay.
Did you set the alarm off?
No, my neighbor did.
Oh, okay. So then you're going to take a little screwdriver or paperclip and kind of open the valve and then push down on it with a little paperclip and get that thing. I bet that thing is stuck and it's not allowing it to breathe, which is why it's rattling.
Okay. All right. Oh, that sounds like an easy enough fix I can manage.
Lucy, you're full of life.
Yeah, it's a great day.
It's a great day. Have a lovely day. Don't be late. I appreciate you calling this morning. It is 9:21 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I love this show.
Hey, baby. Yeah. Okay. Come here and look at this picture. And I will take a picture of the new carpeting since the executive green carpet cleaning. Look at that picture. That is gross, right? There is so many stains on that carpeting. And I walk down to this room, and they're all completely gone. It's unbelievable. I can't believe I made you run in here to look at the picture of the stained carpeting. By the way, this is cool. You know, you hear me talk about the Chevy folks. They have an opportunity for you if you would like to go behind the scenes at a Chevy commercial shoot with Patrick Kane and Jonathan Taves. This is what you do. You kick it with Patrick Kane and Jonathan Taves, win a behind-the-scenes VIP tour at a Chevy TV commercial shoot. If you want to register to win, just go to ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com, and you could be there when they film a commercial. That'd be a lot of fun, right?
So fun.
Yeah, so fun.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
We don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Sponsored by IWantSmart.com, our Just Text Me segment. Lindsay has a list of text messages we've received during the show, and now we'll try and help people out. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm super.
You're glad the Olympics aren't here?
Oh, yeah. I am.
I'd like us to go for it again.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. I mean, it'll be years from now.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a supporter.
Wow.
I know. I wasn't when they were.
Well, it certainly seems like that whole IOC is like corrupt as the day is long. So, I mean, that's a whole other thing. So,
somebody had tweeted out last night, imagine if Chicago had the Olympics and you had like a bunch of dancing sausages and like deep dish pizzas in the opening ceremony. I thought that was pretty funny. The Italian beef like with feet dancing around.
I think what would be cool is they should revamp it all and do something between Chicago and Milwaukee. And have it be like a combined thing. Because then you could really take advantage of, you could spread out the investment of doing something like this. And, you know, Milwaukee's a great city. And it has a lot to offer on that lakefront from a venue perspective. And you could do a little bit of Chicago and a little bit of Milwaukee. It could be a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could.
I like that. That's better.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Not allowed to run for political office.
You're not.
I got a lot of good ideas. I just can't.
Just my second wife. Your second wife. Right.
But I love my first wife.
Okay. 708. How to remove metal pull. Wait. Good morning. How to remove the metal pull up plug from a bathtub drain? My other tub drain plug screws out. This one, only the little plug pulls up and the knob screws out.
Okay, so it's a pop-up that more than likely you have to put your head down inside the tub, and when you lift it up and it just spins,
okay,
there's a set screw. And you probably can't see it because it's full of gunk, but keep spinning it until you see a little Phillips head screw. Loosen it and the thing should come out.
All right, that was easy. Another one, can I fix foundation cracks in my basement myself? If so, how, or is it a bigger issue?
Well, you can, but I don't know what the issue is. In other words, if they're just cracks and no water's coming through and you just don't like the cracks, then sure, you could put some hydraulic cement over the top of it to cosmetically make it look better, but it's not going to do anything for the structure. If there's water coming through there, the thing is, when you go to resell, it's not going to give you any advantage because there'll be evidence of the cracks and probably water. And so something you hear me talk about a lot is when you get PermaSeal and they come fix those cracks, you get a transferable warranty. And that's something that if you have to disclose it at time of selling, but I had these things fixed, PermaSeal, here's a transferable warranty.
Right. Okay.
My gosh, remember the house you almost bought with all the water problems?
Oh, yes.
And right?
It was a foundation. That was a bigger issue.
Right.
That was bad.
And remember how angry you were, like, oh, my gosh, I love this house. We're never going to find another house.
Yes.
And I kept telling you, don't do that because you will.
And I...
Who was right?
And I never looked back. You were right.
Thank you.
We love where we are. You're right. All right. We got a bunch of texts on this Bayer product for the evil brown lawn. It says people are saying maybe you didn't actually say it, or if you did, can you please repeat it?
Oh, well, it's a product by Bayer, mm-hmm. like the aspirin, mm-hmm. and they make a lawn fungus treatment. So just go into the hardware store and say, I need the Bayer lawn fungus treatment. They make it both in a granular that you can put in a spreader if you have a larger lawn, or they make it in a spray bottle that you can put on the end of a hose and spray. You just need to be careful with the animals on the spray bottle. If you have cats or dogs that live outside or go outside, do it. You can apply it, but then you need to let it dry before they go back out there, because you don't want them to go on it and then lick their paws.
Yeah.
So once it's dry, it's fine.
Okay. And then you were on Cochrane's show on Friday, and you spoke about a toilet bowl cleaner for the white toilets.
Oh, yeah. That's Orion's. Orion used to do these commercials. Wink. It only works on white toilet bowls. And if that doesn't get rid of the stain, you need a new toilet.
Wink with an H.
Correct.
Ooh, we just got a text that said Kenosha Olympics.
Right. That's what I mean. You could do, we could go to Tenuta's. Right? We could do a whole thing, right? The Italian team could go. That could be their home base.
Amazing.
In the parking lot. We could put some campers out there, and that's where the Italian Olympic village could be right there.
That I'm all for.
What was the band in Home Alone, John Candy?
Kenosha Kickers.
Gus Polinski.
Boy, you went right for that.
Yeah.
She's very proud of K-Town.
I remember when it came out, everyone was like, oh, my gosh.
The Kenosha Kickers.
Okay, last. Lou, heavy rain comes off the roof and flows over the gutter. Water is washing away the porch step. What can we do?
Well, you need some sort of diverter on that roof. Or if it's possible to put an additional downspout somewhere to allow the water to get evacuated out of the gutter faster, that would be an effective way to do that. Or if you can put a larger gutter, an oversized gutter, and two additional downspouts, oversized downspouts, to handle that water and be able to direct it where you want, that should be able to help.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. That's our Just Text Me segment.
That's it.
Sponsored by IWantSmart.com. 9:44 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Take some Listerine or some Scope and mix it 50-50 in a bottle and spray yourself and anything else you want, and flies will not bite you. And you smell minty fresh.
Really? These are actually good tips this time, Lou. I got to tell you, this is stuff I might use.
We've got a believer. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I don't know why I keep going back to that show. You know, I love Robin. I love Robin. But they just are not interested at all in anything I have to offer.
At first I was like, oh my God, they're really mean to him.
But
yeah. Now it makes me laugh every time. I love you and Robin together. They're so funny. I think you're hilarious.
I love Robin. She has absolutely nothing at her home. She just,
well, that's
what's
so great.
You know what she is next to me? She's eye candy. She's eye candy. Just put me next to a beautiful woman, me and Robin, Friday mornings on WGN TV. All right. Poor Mike here in Niles has been hanging on since yesterday. Mike, you're a good man. Do me a favor. Michael, when we're done, I'm going to make you hang on more, because I'm going to send you the greatest carpet cleaner on the face of the earth. Three rooms of carpet cleaning from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning provided a level of clean that no one else can deliver, and I'm a believer. Visit Executive Green.
Like it.
Yeah, executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. How can I help you, sir?
I have a solarium in an old patio. It's probably 25 years old. I'm looking to replace the windows on the roof. The roof is actual windows.
Wow.
They're roughly 3 feet by 6 or 7 feet long. And you can actually walk on those.
Not going to be cheap, my friend.
I didn't think so. I tried, you know, your sponsors and stuff. I've tried them. None of them do them.
Yeah. So you're going to need a specialty company to come out and do this. And it's going to be a glazer, like a glazing company that does this.
Okay.
One such company is on the northwest side of the city called Peterson Glass.
Okay.
Now, I would tell you to get multiple bids, because this is going to be an expensive thing, but I would start with them.
Okay.
They're on Milwaukee Avenue. You'll have to find the, Google them or whatever.
But you got it.
I would start with them, and they have the skill set to do something like this, but, you know, it's not going to be an inexpensive proposition.
Gotcha.
All right, do me a favor. Hang on a second because I want to get that information to you so that you can get that executive green carpet cleaning certificate to clean up your house. Don't go away. 9:51 in the morning, right? Am I taking a break? And then I'm coming back.
Happy trails to you.
Oh, it's all over. I wish I could stay longer, but Kathy and Judy will kick me out. 9:54 in the morning, time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Thanks, Veronica, for doing the news, and Sam for doing the sports, and Ferguson for making sure everything's plugged in, and Lindsay for being the best producer a guy on the radio could have. Dave is in Winfield. Dave, you're on WGN. You're our last caller. How can I help you?
How you doing, Lou?
Great.
Radio. Question for you. I have a deck that was refinished, and they kind of botched it. They power washed the deck, and then when they reapplied the stain, it was very humid, then it poured rain right afterward.
Ooh.
And it's kind of bubbling up, almost like a plasticky kind of feel when you pull on the bubble. So they've offered to come out and quote-unquote fix it, but I need to know what they actually have to do so that it's fixed properly.
Okay. So they need to pressure wash it again.
Should they pressure wash the whole thing and start from scratch, or just the
whole thing and start? If based on what you're telling me, if it was really humid and then it rained, here's the process that I would do: have them come and pressure wash it.
Okay.
Wait a couple days. Then they need to come back and sand it all.
Okay.
Okay, it has to be sanded.
Yeah, they never sanded it. Yeah.
Right. So, you're going to sand the deck because we need to open up all the pores of the wood.
Okay.
Then the stain can go on. And it needs to be a stain. It needs to be a semi-transparent oil-based stain, not a sealer.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, this is going to be a battle, I think.
Well, I mean, the thing is that, you know, it's a difficult, the weather is tough, right? You go out there, you do this kind of stuff, but at the same time, when it happens and you're a contractor doing this work, if it goes bad, that's just what happens. You have to come out and fix what's there to make sure that the work gets done, because hey, I'm sorry, we thought we were going to get in before the weather. It didn't happen. We'll come out and fix it. And like any business, sometimes things go great and sometimes things go bad. And when things go bad, you got to come out and fix it. So from a battle perspective, just stay reasonable. I think that, you know, part of the problem with a lot of us is we get so worked up that, oh, my gosh, I can't believe they're doing this. And then we immediately go to we dig our heels in. When I think that if we can all be reasonable, both on the customer side and the business side, stuff will get done. It's kind of a metaphor for where we need to be in life these days. Speaking of getting along, two ladies that I know that are just, you know, easygoing, kind of never get their feathers ruffled.
Yeah.
Are beautiful.
Do we know them?
Are beautiful.
Could you introduce
smart.
Us? Because we need new friends.
Yeah. What you don't know, in the middle of my show this morning, Kathy O'Malley came upstairs. I need to come see your hair.
I've been hearing so much about it.
Oh,
I haven't
right.
seen
you
it.
Saw it yet.
Well, no, just, I haven't seen it.
Oh, I saw it.
She just wanted the update.
It looks great.
Thank you.
I mean,
very
I'm
much.
Very excited to see the progress of it. And
soon I'll let you run your fingers through my hair if you'd like.
That's
oh,
okay.
Boy, I'm trying to quit. That's okay.
oh, my God.
Anyway, that's great. You're very brave.
What are you going to do?
Right.
You know? give it a shot. What the heck, right? What are you ladies are going to be talking
about
today?
Wait, I just want to respond to something you just said.
Sure.
I think running your fingers through someone's hair is really personal. Like, you could kiss them, but you wouldn't want to necessarily run your fingers through their hair.
Really?
So, well, that's funny that you say that. So
because
when I used to film my House Smarts TV show in New Jersey, we had a studio we used to film in, and we had a makeup artist, Maria, lovely Maria. And so she would come in the middle, you're doing this stuff. You know, you start to shine, and she put a little powder on your face.
Mm-hmm.
And then, now, this is before I had my new hair. She would always come and sort of just kind of take my hair and, you know, in the front, like make it look whatever. And
like it was there.
Like, right, exactly.
Right, like, and it existed.
And,
right,
you know, so that's a and to your point, Judy, it's a personal thing. But this is a woman, a professional woman, right? And
right,
she's kind of doing my hair, and I go, I really like how that feels. She goes, she said, your hair looks fine, but I know you like it.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah, yeah, but would you let any other person, like there's that great picture of Barack Obama where bending over so a little boy can
feel his hair. Right.
Well, yeah, that's different. That's
that is totally
cute.
Different.
Yeah,
that's, but, yeah, you know, someone you like in your office. You
run their fingers through your hair.
Yeah, I'm sure Lindsay would have second thoughts about
doing that.
You right. You're right.
Yeah. As would Lou's wife.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
But if either one of you want to run your fingers through my hair, I'm perfectly fine with it.
Okay.
I'm going to wait for it to grow.
All right. So I was listening this morning about Phoenix Brick. So I shouldn't paint my brick house?
Well, here's the thing. When you paint, we talked about this.
I know.
What did I tell you? Once you paint it.
You paint it.
You paint it.
You
paint
right.
It.
That's
you keep
it.
On
but
painting
these
it.
Guys, okay, this is a brand new business. And you still haven't done anything with that brick, right?
No, I haven't. Are they advertisers? I mean, I need to be careful.
Well, they're not advertisers as of right now.
Oh, okay.
I give them five minutes.
Yeah, but you know,
given the job they got this morning.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know,
I'm sure one of our crack sales staff has already blown up their phone.
You sure it's only one?
Well, I don't want to tell people not to do that. It's just I want to go lighter all over my house.
Here,
and I'm not,
you know what? Yeah. I have a bunch of their marketing stuff that they sent.
I'll take a look at it.
I'll
bring
leave it for you.
Okay.
Yeah, bring it down.
All right, great.
Okay.
All right, Lou. Nice to see you in your hair.
Thank you, ladies. Have a good show.